live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta. Folks, if today you are connected more than ever, and whether it's your friends, your family, or your life, Renaissance understands how you bank, and they offer the mobile banking services that you need. They also know that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers, and that's why Renaissance has more than 190 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renaissancebank.com, Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. We've got a really special show this morning. We've got Sebastian Flores and Melanie Flores with OctoGifts. And we're setting a record today because we've got the youngest guest we've ever had on North Fulton Business Radio, Sebastian Flores. And so, Sebastian, I'm going to let you start. Tell us about you and tell us about your company, OctoGifts. What do you do?
I'm Sebastian Flores. I'm 13 years old, and I'm the co-founder of OctoGifts. OctoGifts is about spreading joy and the joy of making and building and giving. I got started in January of 2019, so this year. And I was inspired by a friend of mine that I had in Boston when I was 11. He loved candy, so every time he would come over to our house, he'd always find some excuse to go into the kitchen and raid our candy jar. And I've always loved giving people special cards or handmade things for their birthday. So when it was his birthday, I decided I would make him his own candy dispenser so he wouldn't have to take our candy. So I went into our recycling and I found some old parts and I threw together a working candy machine that I gave to him on his birthday. And it made him so happy. So in January of this year, when I was trying to save up for a drum set, I thought of ways I could earn money, and that popped into my head. So I revised my design and came up with one shaped like a heart just in time for Valentine's Day and posted it on Etsy, and it sold out within 24 hours.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow. I want to make sure our listeners understand what you're making here. So you're making essentially is a premium greeting card, right? Okay. So, and it folds into maybe a heart that dispenses candy or some other object, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and we've got these in the studio today. We'll have pictures on the show page. But you've got another one that looks like, a bubblegum machine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you're able to send these out and people are able to put them together.
Right now, we don't sell kits, but that's something we're looking forward to in the future.
Okay, so it's already put together. That's good for me because I don't know how to do stuff like that. So thank you for that, Sebastian. So I'm curious, though. Tell me a little bit about what it is about you that caused you to come up with this idea. What kind of activities that were you doing when you were younger that kind of led you to this?
Ever since I was little, I've loved making things. I always liked Legos and building blocks and things like that. And I would always, whenever we went to the pool, I would sit there with like empty ketchup bottles and old cups and things and just pouring water back and forth.
Oh, yeah?
I could do that for hours and playing in sandboxes, making rivers. I was always interested in how things moved and how things worked. So I always explored that. I explored movement and just mechanical machines and things. Like I like the Lego robotics kits and Lego sets and anything that involves making.
Cool. Now, you didn't fall far from the tree. I think that's fair to say because Mom, we're going to turn to you. Melanie, you're an engineer by trade, so talk a little bit about your background how your career's progressed.
Sure. Thanks for the opportunity. Sure. Actually, my husband Trinidad and I are both engineers by training. And one thing that I've always enjoyed doing is just seeing things come together from scratch where there was nothing, suddenly there being something. So one of the things that my husband and I actually were part of was building the Corning's optical fiber plant in Charlotte. So we were on the team that helped bring that up. And there was just something so gratifying about seeing those machines work after we and all of the other folks on the startup team had put so much of ourselves into it. And then I ended up going into education, and I was spurred to do that by seeing my kids, TJ and Sebastian, just all the time they would spend building, and they would come over and say, look what I did, that look on their face. So it was the same joy on their face. It was so similar to what we would see, what I remember feeling when we finally started the plant up, like, hey, look what we did. Oh my gosh. So I decided to go into education, and I brought my background to the classroom and ended up teaching little kids how to think like engineers. And there was nothing really more gratifying than seeing little kids, like 5 and 6 years old, designing things and actually saying, look what I did. And even more gratifying was just seeing their parents, when the parents would look and see their own child standing there and talking confidently about their work. I mean, you could just see you could see the tears in their eyes. I mean, it was just them. They were seeing their kids shine, and just being a part of that was, it was amazing. So the way that I bring all of that here to OctoGIS is, I mean, I was so proud of Sebastian when he made those cards for Etsy. And then when he told me he wanted to build a business, well, this is really kind of the same thing. I mean, he said, I want to start something. So, the same skills that were required to bring up the plant, because we learned firsthand, like, when you are trying to run a factory 24/7 and you give people poor instructions and processes that kind of jerry-rigged together, it just is not pretty. So we learned the hard way. You know, you need to make sure you have good documentation, good instructions, good training, and that all those things that we learned there are going to carry over to OctoGIS, because we want to create a business where we have good customer service, clear instructions, clear communication, and where customer satisfaction is number one.
Sure. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Now, before we do that, though, you had a experience with a TEDx talk that sounds awfully interesting. I want our folks to hear about that.
Oh, so that was actually, that was the result of a workshop that I founded in Boston. I was at a Montessori school up in Boston, and my colleagues and I were looking for something different to do with the children. We were doing a science fair, but honestly, putting 5-year-olds in a science fair and then having them make those trifold boards, they were terrified. And really, we all know, like, they probably were only doing half the work, if that. And then it was the teacher or, you know, someone else. Usually there's an adult heavily involved in making those trifold boards, especially if they're only 5 years old.
Sure.
So we wanted to do something different. So I said, well, why don't we have kids create shoes? Because when I was at MIT, one of the most popular classes was this, it was a course in which, mechanical engineering students got these standard parts kits, and they had to create robots that would do something and they would compete. So I thought, well, why don't we make, you know, a very child-friendly version of that. So I created all these kits out of just ordinary household things, like cardboard, bubble wrap, duct tape. And then I challenged them to create shoes that were working. The kids came up with the design criteria. They had to stay on your foot when you jumped 10 times and when you walked across the room. And so it was just amazing, because my colleagues and I, we just were there to guide the kids and ask them questions, and to see the kids actually create the shoes and then see them test it and realize for themselves, that's not good, I need to tweak this. And then just seeing them go through that process and then document it, because then we told them, you also have to document your work, because engineers document their work.
Sure.
And so they would all, in their 5-year-old handwriting with backwards letters and everything, they would write, here is my prototype and I had to change this. This is my, you know, this is my first version. This is my second version. So we had them not only document their work, but in the end, we invited the parents in to come in and listen to their children talk. And each child got up by themselves in front of a whole room of parents and kids. And then we would project their journals onto this screen. And then they would talk about the work. It was just the most amazing thing ever to see kids just really own their work and not be scared, because we framed it as just show and tell, and that right. They were just, this is, you're telling us the story about your shoe and how it was born. So,
well, that's really cool, Melanie, because your approach with kids, you know, I know what some folks are thinking, you know, they're cynical and they think, you know, oh yeah, 13-year-old started a company, mom's doing all the work, right? But what you're describing is a way to empower young people for them to do their own work. And you've got that background and that ability to inspire young people. And obviously you've done that in your son. So, but here's the big question. Who really owns the company, Sebastian? Who's the real boss? Okay. Is it, when you get into a disagreement, are you the one that with the final vote, or is it mom?
No, it's her.
Oh, I think you're,
the design's hit to him. Trust me. He's way better at the design.
Spoken like a politician, I think. He's been very, that was very clever, Sebastian. I liked how you did that. So, let's talk a little bit about the product line. Okay. So if I go on to Etsy, we're going to have links in the show notes. So talk about what's out there that people, would have the opportunity to purchase from you when they go to your site.
Right now we have the standard card that just looks like a gumball machine,
mm-hmm.
but you can have that custom made in any color you want and with any message you want written, like printed on the front in vinyl. And then you can also have there's a version of that we made for Father's Day that was shaped like a man in a suit and tie.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have that with any message on the front, like world's best dad or something like that.
Very cool.
And then we had a graduation card that looks like the standard machine, but with a graduation hat, and it says 2019 on the front. So that might be a little old. Then there's the first one I sold, the heart, that you can buy there. It's a heart, and
yeah.
It says.
Right. And it dispenses, let's say, candy M&Ms or something like that, and you can buy M&Ms and put inside that heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Okay, so give some advice, Sebastian. You're now a experienced entrepreneur. So for young people that are inspired by your example, what advice would you give them if they want to get into business?
I would say if you have an idea, it's always something worth pursuing. Like for me, I know exactly – with my friend in Boston, I knew what he wanted, and I knew how to make it. So it's the same for you. If you, as say a teenager, you have more insight into what something you would have wanted or what your friends want than say a 30-year-old who thinks they know what somebody wants.
Sure.
You're always going to have more insight than them into something that you would buy. So that definitely gives you a leg up. And also to always just be looking for ways to streamline your process and to make things faster and better and safer and cheaper. Definitely always something to be looking for.
Spoken like the son of an engineer. I can see that right now. We're concerned about process. And that's really great advice, because it's amazing how many business owners, you know, they're great at maybe product design maybe, but when it comes to the process of actually getting that product out the door and making sure that's as efficient as possible, then that's where maybe things get lost in the weeds, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, cool. So, Melanie, I've got to ask advice for you. So what advice would you have for other parents that have budding entrepreneurs as children?
I would say definitely if they bring up an idea that they're interested in growing into a business, I would just say go with it. Let them take the risk now while they're little. I mean, what's the worst that could happen when they're so young? One thing that I would say for sure is to just constantly read your child, because I'll be honest, it's a constant balancing act. He said he wanted to start his own business, and so my husband and I both thought it's important for him to learn that. That's a really cool thing to learn when you're young. But we also want to make sure he has a chance to be a kid. I mean, sometimes he just wants to go, you know, shoot hoops in his friend in their driveway, or just like chill out and watch something on YouTube. And so it's a constant balancing act. That there's some things that obviously we're never going to farm out to. I'm not going to have him do the taxes or go file. I'm the one who took care of the business licenses and everything. But there were some things I did want him to learn. One thing that has been so helpful to us has been Georgia Tech's ATDC program. It's a startup incubator. And one thing that they've taught us is the importance of just really understanding your customers before you go and spend all this time and money on making a product. And they said you need to talk to at least 100 people, preferably strangers, about what problems they see in the space that you're hoping to go to in your business. Like, what, sure, what do they think is a pain, and how are they currently addressing those right now? And they said, 100 people, preferably strangers. So I told Sebastian, I said, well, all right, we need to get busy. And he was terrified. I mean, he's introverted, so he did not want any part of going up to people and just asking them. But I said, this is something you need to learn. So we took advantage of swim meets, because both of our boys swim, and there's hundreds of parents just sitting there in the stands waiting. You basically spend 5 minutes watching your kids swim, and the remaining 4 hours you're just watching everyone else's kids swim. So they're just sitting there. So I said, this is a prime opportunity,
yeah,
to do some customer discovery. So I said, can you please do at least a few, and so that you know what's involved? And he did it. And I did do the bulk of it, but he did get right in there and conduct some interviews.
That's great. Now, what did you learn out of that, Sebastian? I mean, that maybe you didn't, that was a new revelation that customers help you, because that's customer discovery is what they call that. So talk about what you learned out of that was really important for your business.
People like being able to make something their own. They like being able to type their message or pick some options, and then they have exactly what they want delivered instead of having to scroll through thousands of options. Like, even some people said they don't like going to Publix because then they see the aisle of greeting cards and it's just filled and it's overwhelming. They'd rather have something where they can pick exactly what they want and then see a couple options and pick from those.
Interesting. That makes a lot of sense, because folks get option overload, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, cool. So talk a little bit about what you see in the future for OctoGifts.
I want to be able to sell kits, which is something we're working on right now. So you could make our machines at home with, it could be like a hobby that maybe some people like to do, model airplanes. You could make our kits. And then I also think it would be cool if we sold kits that turned into machines, not just the candy machines, but like big contraptions made out of paper. That could be something you could just buy and then work on with a parent over a weekend or something.
That's one thing that customer discovery actually uncovered for us too, is that parents are hungry for something that gets their kids off their cell phones. And so as we were talking to parents about the whole greeting card process, I had more than a few people say, well, I think it'd be cool if you would just offer kits, because then I can see this being something that my daughter can do or that we can do together. I'm always looking for things to do with my son after work, So that's where the customer discovery process showed us that, there is actually a need out there for something that is not an electronic screen, and it's a chance to do something nice for someone else and involves your hands and gets them off the video games and just the social media, just gets them doing something engaging.
That makes a lot of sense. So, Sebastian, now I'm curious, are you going to be like Bill Gates and drop out of college and continue your business, or what's the future look like for you, buddy? Are you just going to ditch college altogether? See, mom's over here just like, I can't believe he asked that question. She's mad at me. Go ahead.
I'm planning on taking some classes in high school related to engineering. And then I want to go to MIT.
Really? Boy, you aim low, don't you? I mean, MIT. Yeah, a little out of the way school up there in the Northeast, right? Yeah.
I want to go to MIT and major in mechanical engineering.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, I want to start another business or continue this one. I've always wanted to be a mechanical engineer.
And you've proved it, right? So you're actually selling some of your creations. So that tells you, if that doesn't get you into MIT alone, then we need to have a recount, right? That's just awesome. Awesome stuff. So what does the future hold, Melanie, for what you see in OctoGifts? I mean, other things? I mean, what, at some point, you're going to lose your entrepreneur here. You're going to lose your co-founder, right?
Oh, my goodness. We do see growing this. We're going to start with kits. And I do see, you know, Sebastian mentioned making other models. I think there's so much potential in here because you can build collections of cards that are related. I think that as we keep getting aging baby boomers who are retiring and who are looking for, they have more free time and they're looking for creative things. I think that's another huge opportunity besides just kids. So I think there's enormous growth here. So even after Sebastian's gone on and just moved on to something else, I think there's plenty in here for our family to chew on and just keep going, even if he decides I've found another mountain to climb.
That's pretty exciting. Sebastian Flores and Melanie Flores, they are the co-founders and also mom and son, but they're co-founders of OctoGifts. And here we get to the important part. For those that want more information, want to know how to order, tell them how to be in touch.
You can visit our website at octogifts.com. Our email address is info@octogifts.com. You can find me on LinkedIn and you can find our Facebook page and Instagram page. And our number is 404-594-1272.
Sebastian and Melanie Flores from OctoGifts, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, this has been great. Thank you, Sebastian.
Thank you.
Yeah, I may have you come back and co-host. Would you be willing to do that?
Sure. Okay.
I think that'd be great. So now I've got one more thing for you. Would you be willing to do a read for me? Yeah. So that's a little promo for somebody that supports our show. You want to do that for us?
All right.
Okay, cool. Have at it.
Need help curing the headaches of administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, workshops, and more? Engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. Not a temp agency or replacement firm, Office Angels matches your business and support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, your timeline. We lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is finished. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel Escobedo at 770-442-9246 to learn more.
I just lost my job. Oh, well, it's been nice. Folks, next time here on North Fulton Business Radio, it's Sebastian Flores. So that was great. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think Essie will be happy with that, too. So very nice. Thank you for being here, and thank you for that read.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, folks, just a reminder, you can listen to this show every Tuesday, and we have actually a special shows throughout the week. If you miss any of our shows, you can find them in our archive at northfultonbusinessradio.com, or check us out on pretty much any podcast app you want to pull up. That's Apple Podcasts, formerly iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, Overcast, any of your favorite podcast apps. We're also on YouTube as well. So check us out there. And follow us on social media, North Fulton BRX. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, so check us out there. Not sure you're going to find any shows as good as this one, but no, seriously, this has been fun. So for our guest, Sebastian Flores and Melanie Flores, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Renaissance Rewards Extra is the checking account that checks all the boxes. Roadside assistance? Check. Cell phone insurance? Check. More than 400,000 local shopping discounts? Check. Up to $25 per month in ATM refunds and a great rate? Check. All in an easy-to-use mobile app. To open an account or find out more about Renaissance Rewards Extra Checking, go to renaissancebank.com or visit us at any of our more than 190 locations throughout the South. Renaissance Bank. Understanding you. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.